After live stream, November 27, 2023.
Any sharing? Did everybody have a glimpse of what this meditation was about?
Yes. We had the husbands went out for a hike last weekend. And Mama and BJ and I were talking, and I didn't have big thoughts, but somebody asked BJ about, where have you been? How is it? What's the trajectory? What am I to know? And I was just vibing. And I just didn't want him to be the one. So I started sharing my trajectory, and it was crystal clear that this is, you have said that, but I didn't appreciate it at the time, but this is the absolute highest learning, highest teaching, highest truth. And you have also taught us what we've done in the past has prepared us for this. We shouldn't be negative about it, and we shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely realizing it more and more with
I'm so glad that you have the eyes to see and to understand. Because, you know, I live a very ordinary life, and I'm a woman. In the form of woman, I'm neither man or woman. So it's almost too ordinary for people to realize that I'm a vehicle of the highest truth, particularly for men. They say, what is she talking about? And it's always the truth comes very disguised as something very, very ordinary, because there is no fuss about it, there is no advertisement about it, there is no going and preaching about it. That's how you know that there is a purity that is happening. And myself, truthfully, I don't know what is happening. How did I, as this body became such a chosen vehicle, and yet have such a simple and ordinary life with the ups and downs that everybody has. And I really believe that this makes it more invisible to the eyes of Bazaar, which I am grateful for it, you know? And that there are people that came to my life, they did not see it and they left, you know? So all of us are sent with a heart of understanding, because most don't. Most, they want more sensation, they want more crowd to emphasize to the advertise or, but no, each of you live a very ordinary life, raise your children like I did. And they were fit the highest truth. How is this possible? Yeah, I agree. I'm dumbfounded myself.
Yeah, Sancha, I'm so grateful that I had the maturity, I don't know what you want to call it, to feel the love that you were giving us. And that was my turning point. And that was how I realized, despite, you know, some of the stereotypes and everything,
yes.
That
yes.
you know, that was very important for me and very key for me. And that, yes. I'm very grateful for all that love that you gave me at the beginning and you continue to give us. But especially at the beginning, I know that you were, you know, giving me your divine gaze and attention, and I felt it day in and day out. I could not deny it. And that was, what Lassie overcomes that, nothing.
Yes. You said it completely properly. When you are a child, you get a lot of visible and invisible attention, but the beauty of it goes that you get to a point that not only I feel confident in you and do not have to cater the way I did, the same freedom you feel inside of you.
Thank you for everything.
Well, you have a very beautiful devotion. And I feel it, I know it, but I have confidence in you, so I don't have to. Have that constant looking after. Well, let's put our hand on our heart and finish this day with a tremendous gratitude that is filled with silence.